your host is Tom Post.
Well, here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone has a skeptical gleam in his eye because we're dedicating this edition of Comedy Capers to cynics. A cynic, you know, is someone who won't believe anything you tell him. That's why a cynic makes such a good traffic cop. But let's get going as the ensemble gets cynical and sings Love Locked Out.
Love Locked Out, the Love Locked Out, we never come again. Love Locked Out, everything is no one ever hears a crying. Oh, we need the precious gift it brings. We don't need the song of other things. On the door, the peace is tiny rings. Just love, love, love. A world without love is a world without life. A sad world full of gloom. So please take a place for the love in your heart. It doesn't need much room. Love is well worth the waiting for. When it comes knocking at your door, bring it.
That was lovely. You know, when I was a little boy, I used to think a sink was where you washed the dishes and a stoic was the bird that brought the babies. Which brings us to Elvia Allman, who is having her troubles explaining this stork business to little Junior. Here they are, Mother and Junior.
What is it, darling? You want to know what a stork is? Who have you been talking to? Oh, well, then I can tell you what a stork is. You've seen a picture of a stork, haven't you, Junior? Well, then tell Mother what it looks like, dear. No, darling, it doesn't look like a duck with a Jimmy Durante nose. Now, try something else. What is it that comes around and has long legs and a big bill? The man from the finance company. Junior. Now, darling, you've certainly seen pictures of the houses that people live in over in Holland, haven't you? All right, then. Tell Mother what you always see on the chimneys of the houses, dear. Clothesline full of shirts. Oh, Junior, now you're just being smart, Alec. You've been looking at the wrong pictures. Now think again. What is it now? What is it that you always think of when you think of Holland? A cheese? Junior, don't look at your father. We're talking about storks. Your father has nothing to do with storks. And who in the world taught you to smile that cynical smile? But your father did. I'll give you another chance. Now, first of all, a stork is a bird, isn't it? Do you know what a bird is? Well, I'm glad we're getting somewhere, finally. Now, let Mother have the bird. Junior, don't ever make that noise again. Junior, dear, I started to say, let Mother have the bird picture book. And I'll open to a picture of a stork. Now, let me see. No, dear, that isn't a stork. No, dear, here it is. You see, a stork is a queer-looking bird with long, thin legs. No, not Grandpa. Now, look, come over here close to Mother's knee, darling. She's going to tell you a pretty little story. I'm going to tell you what a stork really does. Look up into Mother's eye. Mother, little precious. Oh, you're so sweet. Now, listen, dear. Tell Mother, what is it that brings the babies? What? You march right along to bed, the Fuller Brush Man.
Oh, boy. In Italy, they're giving cash prizes for babies. The stork has run his legs off, and now he looks like a duck. Well, you don't have to believe it anyway. This is a cynical program. And now the orchestra becomes cynical and plays Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Thank you.
The next cynics on the program are Clark and Query, the stock company from the stockyards. They are so cynical they have rewritten the old song until it has become "Don't Believe Me" of all those endearing young charms. Clark and Query.
take care, beware. Clark and Query are on the air. If Columbus had listened to cynics and scoffers, America never would have been discovered. We dramatize for you the actual discovery of this glorious country. The scene, the flagship Santa Maria. The time, midnight, October 11th, 1492.
Columbus is lying in his bunk, and beside him sit his assistant discoverer, Leo the Lug. Columbus speaks.
What time is it, Lug?
I don't know. I hucked the turnip in Barcelona. What's the matter? Can't you sleep?
Nah, this voyage is giving me the jitters.
Why don't you try counting sheep jumping over a fence?
I couldn't do that. You know how fond I am of animals.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, one of them tripped and got hurt, it'll spoil my whole night. I wish we'd never started on this discovery business. I can get more screwy ideas.
You're not going to weaken now, are you, Chris?
Well, the crew is all sore at me. The meals are terrible, and every time I want to take a bath, there's someone in there. What kind of a night is it?
Oh, it's a beautiful night. Look at the moon coming up.
Oh, boy, what a small spot for Kate Smith and the microphone.
Don't mention women to me.
I know, Lug, but can you imagine a canoe, a ukulele, and Queen Isabella on a night like this?
Oh. Hey, wait a minute. I think you see a light moving over there.
You're beginning to see things now. That's a star.
Ah, but a star stands still. This light keeps moving around all the time.
Then it's some guy just opening up a market, that's all.
No kidding, Chris. Take a look, will you?
By golly, that does look like a light.
Then there must be land there. Chris, you've done it. You've discovered America. You're great. You're famous. You're a hero.
You're telling me? Call the crew.
They're right here, Chief.
Now listen, you guys. I want five or six men to volunteer to go with me in the small boat and help me discover America. Can any of you guys row a boat? Well?
I can.
Good. 1 out of 50. What a crew I have. We start at daybreak.
Oh, Mr. Columbus, I can't be there.
Why not?
Oh, I don't get up that early.
A ferry boat sailor. There had to be one of those. Well, who's next? What's your name?
Tony Pasquale Rustalabuts.
Ah, landsman. And what's your name, son?
My name is Jorgi Johansson.
An Eskimo. That's fine. What's your manager?
My name is Timothy Monahan.
Ah, a Greek. And your name, boy?
My name is Gigug.
Okay, we won't need you, pal. Who's the next guy?
My name is Sandy McPherson. I can row a boat. Can you?
I can row a boat. A smart tracker, huh? Okay, Scotty, you're hired. Next.
Oh, what's your education? My name is Fuji Takahama.
That's a fine... What a mess America's going to be in a few years.
You said it, Chris.
Have the small boat ready at daybreak, Lug, and don't forget to paint my slogan on the sign.
What's that, Chris?
California, here I come.
With which touching bit of drama from Clark and Query, we come to the singing guardsmen who forget to be cynical long enough to serenade their girl, Nellie.
Hi, Nellie. How did you love? Where did you do all right? Hi, Nellie. Why the big grin on your face? Hi, Nellie. Did you please once go down the old back porch? Hi, Nellie. You've become a hopeless case.
Convinced even the worst cynic that it is possible to laugh after all. We've got to leave you now, and this is Tom Poe saying goodbye, but remember, it pays to be a cynic. Don't believe everything you hear, for half the lies people tell you are not true.